Working with sadness. Begin by finding a comfortable position, whether you choose to sit or lie down. Allow yourself a moment to settle into your body, letting go of any tension or restlessness that may be present. Close your eyes gently and take a deep breath in, allowing your abdomen to expand fully. And then slowly exhale, releasing any heaviness or sorrow that you may be holding on to. As you continue to breathe deeply and naturally, bring your attention to the sensations in your body, noticing any areas of tightness or discomfort, without judgment or the need to change them. Simply observe and accept them as they are, acknowledging that they are a part of your experience in this moment. I have noticed that when I accept sadness and willingly feel it, more often than not, something beautiful comes out of it. The heart can open when I look at my sadness, and sometimes I release something that was so heavy to carry. We have a lot to bear in this human life. To be sad is to be in touch with being alive. It is normal and healthy. And it is worth noting that tears in meditation are considered a gift. Now shift your focus to your thoughts and emotions. What do you feel? Feel it. Recognize that sadness is a natural response that arises in many of us when faced with loss, disappointment, or grief. It is not something to be ashamed of or to suppress. With an attitude of compassion and self-acceptance, invite your sadness to come forward and be present. Imagine your sadness as a gentle rain shower in the garden of your consciousness. Observe the rain as it falls, nourishing the soil of your emotions. Allow it to exist without resistance or attachment. Remember, you are not your sadness. You are the calm and centered awareness that can hold space for it. As you observe your sadness, notice any thoughts or beliefs that may accompany it. These thoughts might include memories of past events, regrets, or self-critical judgments. Instead of getting caught up in the content of these thoughts, practice acknowledging them as passing mental events. Visualize them as leaves floating downstream in the river of your mind, with no need to hold on to or engage with them. Now bring your attention to your breath once again. Feel the breath. Use each breath as an anchor, grounding you in the present moment. With each inhalation, imagine breathing in a sense of comfort and solace. With each exhalation, envision releasing any weight or burdens. Allow your breath to be a constant reminder that you have the capacity to find peace within yourself. As you continue to breathe, cultivate an attitude of acceptance and self-compassion towards your sadness. Remind yourself that sadness is a natural part of being human, and that you are not alone in this experience. Embrace the emotions as an opportunity for healing and self-discovery. With acceptance as your foundation, consider your values and what truly matters to you. Reflect on the actions and behaviors that align with these values, even in the presence of sadness. Remember that sadness does not have to define your choices or prevent you from living a meaningful life. allow yourself to fully experience the emotions that arise, while committing to take steps towards what you deeply care about. As we bring this meditation to a close, take a moment to express gratitude for this opportunity to connect with yourself and work with your sadness. Know that this practice is always available to you, providing a refuge of calm amidst life's challenges. Know that sadness comes and it goes. Gently open your eyes, and for a few moments, just connect with yourself in this present moment. Carry the sense of acceptance, compassion, and commitment with you as you navigate your day. Thank you to the patrons of this podcast. That's Anita Gwatney, Mikkel Polam, Claire Jenkins, Diane Plocek, and Jade Sand.